time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 65. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 48. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Illinois Sheriff's Association has announced the 2019 Officer Safety and Scott's Law Safety Initiative. Scott's Law, or the Move Over Law, mandates that, upon approaching a stationary authorized emergency vehicle with its emergency lights activated, a driver proceed with caution and change lanes if at all possible, with regard to safety and traffic conditions. If changing lanes is impossible or unsafe, a driver should reduce the speed of their vehicle and proceed with due caution. According to a press release from the ISA, from April 12th through the 19th, sheriffs across the state will participate in a traffic awareness campaign specifically aimed at Scott's Law and distracted driving violators. The association urges all motorists to obey all rules of the road and stay focused while driving. 16 law enforcement officers have been hit while conducting traffic stops on the side of the road this year, and Illinois has had 4 traffic-related officer fatalities. More news next.
Who wants pickles and ice cream? Or pineapple and pizza? Yeah. Not at your local Dairy Queen, but you can now order chicken and waffles. Available on their new menu. At Fairfield Dairy Queen, stop in for a $5 lunch. Try the 3-piece chicken basket, deluxe cheeseburger, crispy chicken salad, or the barbecue bacon cheeseburger meal. Have a complete meal and finish it off with your favorite ice cream sundae. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Spring is a great time to save with William Noby & Company, your hometown John Deere dealership. Stop by any of our 13 locations April 11th through the 13th for our Drive Green event. Test drive lawnmowers, gators, and compact utility tractors to see what John Deere is all about. Get coupons for dollars off your equipment and parts purchases when you attend any of our Drive Green events. Visit us online for a full list of locations and phone numbers at wmnoby.com or text Noby to 555-888 to receive text updates on savings and events. Close off coupons for whole goods valid through April 27, 2019. Coupons for parts and attachments valid through July 12, 2019.
In other news, 27-year-old Parkersburg resident Tyler L. Hatcher was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. He had been arrested in Richland County on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Hatcher was lodged in the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $595 bond. A new support group will be starting in Mount Vernon later this month for those suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injuries, or other life-altering injuries. The support group will meet on April 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Mount Vernon Christian Fellowship Church, and it's expected to meet each following Tuesday in the same setting. Also, at its first meeting on the 23rd, a veterans advocate is slated to attend. Maria Delaney is the driving force behind the group. She said she searched the area for a similar system, but was unable to find anything, prompting her to set out on her own. The Fairfield Community High School Varsity Scholastic Team will sponsor the 14th annual Mind Bowl Trivia Night tomorrow at 6:30. The Mind Bowl will take place in the FCHS Multipurpose Room. The Scholastic team has qualified for a national competition in Washington, D.C. from May 30th through June 3rd, and the event will raise money for that trip. The fee to enter a team is $50, and teams should have 5 members. Groups may also sponsor a ghost team for $50. Teams will compete in 10 rounds of trivia, with 10 questions per round. After the 10 rounds are completed, the top 2 teams will face off in a Scholastic Bowl format of 20 toss-up questions to determine the winner. Prizes will be awarded to the final 2 teams. All proceeds from the Mind Bowl event will help defray expenses for the team's trip to national competition. Varsity Scholastic team members going to Washington, D.C. include Amber Clark, Cody Gawthorpe, Cassidy Hayes, Hannah Odom, Cody Todd, Phoebe August, Emily Burbank, Cody Nobles, Bryce Garner, Lex Gonzalez, Carly Taylor, and Jason Wright. Anyone with questions should contact Tammy Austin at FCHS by calling 842-2649, or emailing taustin@fchsmules.com. Approximately 13% of registered voters in Wayne County participated in yesterday's consolidated election, leading to some contested races in school board seats, but primarily easy wins for village and city seats. In the race for Fairfield City Council, Brett Cole defeated incumbent Mike Podorf by a nearly 2-1 margin for the first ward seat. In Ward 2, incumbent Tyler Lampley soundly defeated challenger Sheila Zerlini, and challenger Gary Moore unseated Ed Prince in Ward 4, more than doubling Prince's vote total. Jerry Lisenby ran unopposed for the third ward seat. For the FCHS District 225 Board of Education, incumbents Anthony Conrad, Chris Miller, and J.C. McDuffie were reelected, defeating Shane Newman and Sherry Barnfield. In Fairfield Public School District 112, there were five candidates running for three seats. Amy Sager, Scott Foster, and Angela Kuntz each won four-year terms. Incumbent Gene Kolak was defeated in the race, along with Lindy Hickox. At New Hope, there were five candidates vying for three seats. The unofficial results from Wayne and White counties have Ryan Duckworth, Derek Smothers, and Ryan Green as the winners. Cam Simpson and Rhonda Clark were 11 and 12 votes behind Green, respectively. North Wayne Community Unit School District 200 also had a very tight race. Unofficially, Brian Keck, Sonny Smith, and Stephen Harrison were elected. Terry Hall was only two votes off the pace, and Jim Cook only six. Mail-in ballots could impact the outcome. In municipal results, two candidates battled for an unexpired two-year term as village trustee in Sisney, and Jim Cook defeated Gary McInnes. The Mount Erie Village Board saw a four-person race for three seats. Gerald Hubble, Kenneth Renshaw, and Brian Grefsu were the winners. In Wayne City, Darlene Coker, Deborah Young, and Kimberly Dickey were elected as Wayne City Library trustees. Grayville has elected Travis Thompson as its new mayor. Andy Brock beat Thompson by one vote in Edwards County, but Thompson carried White County by over 30 votes, according to unofficial results from Carmi. Mark Curtis has more from the Edwards County election.
24.62% of the possible registered voters in Edwards County went to the polls on Tuesday. In the mayoral race in West Salem, Daniel Baker has defeated John Weber for the village president mayoral race. Baker received 162 votes to John Weber's 81 votes. In the Edwards County School Board race, something is developing there that's very interesting. So far in that race, there are two votes difference between Joe Rector and Steve Nikowski. Rector has received 527 votes, and Nikowski has received 525 votes. Those are, again, unofficial vote totals. The Edwards County clerk is still awaiting votes from Richland County and possibly some more votes from Wayne County that could make a difference in that race. So far, the top vote getters with four to be elected for the Edwards County School Board include Brian Mavis, the top vote getter, with 674 votes. Next is Andrew Spray, 628 votes. Next is Richard Wolf with 571 votes. And then, as we said, Rector with 527 and Nikowski with 525. Over in Albion, as far as the races for Ward 1 Alderman, incumbent Terry Harper has defeated Dennis Turpin 90 votes to 43 votes. And also incumbent in Albion Ward 2, Gary Mason has defeated Michael McMahon 63 votes for Mason to 17 for McMahon. Now we'll jump again to West Salem, to the village trustee race, where Reed Lauterman is the top vote getter there with 171 votes. Now this is three to be elected on a four-year term. Reed Lauterman, 171 votes. Steve Miller next with 155 votes. Dan Jackson with 143 votes. And Glenna Hunley with 101 votes. For an unexpired two-year term, vote for one, Michael Ristovit has defeated Donnie Knockloose for that position, 181 votes for Ristovit and 59 votes for Donnie Knockloose. Once again, those are unofficial vote totals from Edwards County. Reporting for the News Leader from the Edwards County Courthouse, this is Mark Curtis.
Congratulations to the Wayne City FFA Livestock Judging Team. The team took home fourth place in yesterday's Section 23 Livestock CDE, held at the Richland County Fairgrounds in Olney. Kindergarten registration for Fairfield Public School District 112 will be held at Northside School from Tuesday, April 23rd through Friday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The registration is to complete paperwork for children who will attend kindergarten at Northside School this fall. No appointment is necessary and children need not attend. For parents with a child already in pre-K at Northside School, the district says you do not need to attend the registration. Instead, a packet will be sent home with all Northside pre-K students. A back-to-school night will then be held in August to meet the teachers. Each child enrolling in kindergarten must be 5 years of age by September 1st. A certified birth certificate and immunization record must be presented at the time of registration. The school nurse will be on hand to help with questions regarding requirements for immunizations and medical, dental, and eye examinations. Forms for those examinations are available at the school and at local providers' offices. The physical examination must be completed prior to the beginning of school in August. In order to properly prepare for ordering supplies and materials, the district asks parents to make plans to register kindergarten-eligible children during the week of April 23rd through the 26th. State officials are reminding low-income taxpayers to see if they are eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit. Kim Howard reports.
It's recommended that workers earning $54,000 or less educate themselves about the EITC. Illinois Department of Revenue spokesperson Terry Horstman says people often miss out on the credit.
We had over 900,000 Illinoisans claim this credit last year, but nearly 10,000 left almost $1.5 million on the table. So we're encouraging taxpayers to make sure they claim this important credit if they qualify.
Taxpayers have to meet certain income and residency qualifications and have to file a tax return, even if they don't owe or are under the usual threshold for filing. More information is available online at tax.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Flooding worries will stick around at least through the end of May in Illinois. Dave Kristovic, with the Illinois State Climatologist's Office, says rain chances will also be optimal for much of the spring.
The outlooks are really looking quite wet for this area, at least to increase chances of wetness. In April, they're saying there's a 33% chance of above normal precipitation in Illinois. That type of pattern extends right on through the spring months, April, May, and June. We've been in this this pattern since late fall of 2018, and it continues to be wet. And the best chances for it to continue to be wet still look to be in the western parts of the state.
Flood warnings continue for the Mississippi River throughout Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation for a new parole system for young offenders. Pritzker's action earlier this week created a mid-sentence parole consideration process for those who were younger than 20 years old when convicted. The Prisoner Review Board will examine each case. Victims, witnesses, and others may offer opinions with their identities shielded. Consideration may occur after 10 years of incarceration for most crimes. Additional hearings could come at 15 and 20 years for offenders denied earlier. Offenders guilty of more serious crimes, such as first-degree murder and aggravated criminal sexual assault, may not be eligible for hearings until after 20 and 30 years incarcerated. The law also creates a preparation process for young offenders so they can receive information on parole, legal guidance, and rehabilitation. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Tom at Greenwood Pest Control is busy making sure all of his customers are taken care of for year-round pest control. Greenwood Pest Control in Flora would like to remind everyone that they're locally owned and operated. Call today at 618-662-3091 and get on the year-round protection plan from Greenwood Pest Control in Flora. They are located at 8177 Hickory Hill Lane. Currently in Fairfield, it is 61. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,256, up 77. The NASDAQ is at 7,925, up 77. May crude oil is at $62.25, and that is down 33 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 91-year-old Albion resident Carol Albert Stanhope died on Monday at his home. He was a member of the First Christian Church in Albion. Carol Stanhope is survived by his wife, Alma, one daughter, Kay Stanhope of Evansville, Indiana, two sons, Kent Stanhope of Albion and Chris Stanhope of Browns, four grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. Visitation for Carol Stanhope will be held on Friday from 10 a.m. to noon at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be held at noon at the funeral home, with burial to follow in Graceland Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Edwards County Teachers Association Scholarship Fund, and envelopes will be available at the funeral home. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
If you're hankering for some good old Cajun food, there's no need to go to New Orleans. Come to Deep South Restaurant in McLeansboro Saturday, April 6th for their Crawfish Boil. Crawfish with all the trimmings and beverages will be ready at 3 p.m. Live music performed by Murphy 500 and McLeansboro's own Megan Barrow and Whitney Hopfinger from 6 to 10 p.m. So grab your lawn chair and join Deep South for a Crawfish Boil Saturday, April 6th. Check him out on Facebook or call 643-4294.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, cloudy skies and a high of 65. It'll be cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low of 48, and then rain is likely tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 58. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, cloudy skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 65 with a low of 50. Scattered showers both Saturday and Sunday. Both days, we expect highs to be around 72 and overnight lows to be around 58.